I proposed requirement for COVID vaccines, and the governor of that state calls it, quote, a tyrannical type move.
U.S. vaccine booster debate. It's Tuesday, September 21st, and this is VOA Asia. I'm Chris Cascale in Washington. Find us online at VOA Asia Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Also ahead, helping more leave Afghanistan. Terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay. Tourism in Turkey rebounds. It's all on today's VOA Asia. The White House's chief medical advisor says the science supports a recent Food and Drug Administration decision to wait on a blanket plan for COVID-19 booster shots, but adds that children in the U.S. younger than 12 could soon be cleared for vaccination. Meanwhile, an art display in Washington showed the scope of the pandemic's fatalities. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Workers plant more than 660,000 flags in the grass of the National Mall in Washington, remembering the nearly one in every 500 Americans who has died since 2020 because of the pandemic. The art display came as an FDA advisory panel late last week rejected a plan to offer booster shots to most Americans due to limited safety data by one of the vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Sunday told ABC's This Week that while Pfizer's booster shot has not received widespread approval, many Americans remain eligible.
The approval was for people 65 years of age or older, and a considerable number of people who are 18 to 64 who have underlying conditions that put them at a higher risk for severe disease, and people from 18 to 64 who are in institutional or occupational situations that would put them at an increased risk to exposure and infection.
Fauci added that vaccine approval for children between the ages of 5 and 11 would come later this year, pending new research data. President Joe Biden recently announced a plan to mandate vaccination of millions of Americans working with the federal government or in companies with at least 100 employees. He has accused Republican governors of playing politics with the pandemic.
In Mississippi, children are required to be vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis B, polio, tetanus, and more. These are state requirements. But in the midst of a pandemic that has already taken over 660,000 lives, I propose requirement for COVID vaccines, and the governor of that state calls it, quote, a tyrannical type move, a tyrannical type move.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, a critic of the president, says the White House vaccine mandate will kill jobs and strip away individual rights. DeSantis spoke at a news conference carried by First Coast News.
When you have a president like Biden issuing unconstitutional edicts against the American people, we have a responsibility to stand up for the Constitution and to fight back, and we are doing that in the state of Florida.
Statista.com reports that Florida has the third highest number of COVID cases in the country. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting that the Biden administration is negotiating with Pfizer to buy another 500 million doses of its vaccine to donate to other countries. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
We invite you to read more on our top story by following our Twitter stream at VOA Asia. We're also on Facebook, VOA Asia, and the VOAnews.com website. These are among the top Asia headlines you'll find right now on VOAnews.com. UN chief warns China and U.S. to avoid new Cold War. Indonesia retrieves most wanted militant's body from jungle. Australia says new defense accord with the U.S. and Britain will boost regional security. Boxer Senator Manny Pacquiao to run for Philippine president. Former Malaysia PM Najib may seek re-election to parliament despite conviction. Expanded coverage of these stories and more are on Facebook at VOA Asia, Instagram, Twitter, and on the VOAnews.com website. You're listening to VOA Asia on this Tuesday. Alina June Nawabi was born in Afghanistan but was brought to the United States as an injured war victim and spent years in hospitals. Today, she works at the Council on American-Islamic Relations and is fighting to help more people leave Afghanistan. Gina Dulo in San Diego has a story.
Unfortunately, I'm from the Soviet invasion. My family and I came to the U.S. in the 1990s. I came here before my family.
Alina June Nawabi was suffering from severe burns when she arrived in the U.S.
Don't remember exactly what happened. I have asked my mother a few times, like, what exactly happened. She was still, you know, she was still going through the trauma of, you know, watching her child getting burned.
For years, the young girl couldn't leave the hospital. It was where she went to school, celebrated her birthdays, and even decorated the Christmas tree. Today, Nawabi works at the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, a U.S.-based advocacy group for Muslims. There, she does what she can to help more people leave Afghanistan now under Taliban control. For her, it's a war story that has no winners.
There are so many families that we help evacuate. Right now, I have about 147 people on my list, and each 147 family is so familiar with CARE San Diego.
Today, it's impossible to get a passport in Afghanistan or a visa to leave for the United States. The only way to procure any sort of documentation is to fill out a form online. But there is little accessible internet in the country either. Nawabi is doing what she can to help relatives and families of American citizens still living in Afghanistan. She also works to temporarily house those who have managed to leave.
So we have some kids coming. We have, like, you know, Legos for them that helps with their cognitivity.
Coming from Afghanistan and still remembering far too well what she had to go through as a child, Nawabi says she's grateful to help now. In a sense, she says, her work today is an attempt to throw a lifeline to girls who are as young as she once was. Jenya Dulo for VOA News, San Diego, California.
Still ahead on VOA Asia, what the future might hold for terrorism suspects held by the U.S. at Guantanamo Bay. Happening now in Asia, North Korea joined China in decrying the U.S. decision to build at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines for Australia in cooperation with Britain. Pyongyang warned Monday of risk of a dangerous nuclear arms race and vowed countermeasures. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. Thank you for joining us on VOA Asia. The U.S. has ended its longest-running foreign war with a full withdrawal of troops in Afghanistan on August 31st. But several challenges remain, including what to do with terror suspects still detained at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. VOA's Yuni Salim explores in this report, narrated by Nova Parwadi.
January 2002, months after the attacks of September 11th, the first detainees related to the war on terror were brought to the U.S. detention camp at Guantanamo Bay, after being captured in Afghanistan or elsewhere around the world.
It has been necessary to move these individuals to an environment where they can be held secretly, questioned by experts, and when appropriate, prosecuted for terrorist acts.
The prison, situated at a U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, was one way to give counterterrorism experts more leeway in their questioning. According to Chris Garrity, a research fellow at the Bridge Initiative at Georgetown University,
the individuals who are imprisoned there are not subject to U.S. law. And also, despite plenty of international law around the status of prisoners of war, the U.S. has really, they've developed their own categories, such as enemy combatants.
George W. Bush's successor, Barack Obama, pledged to close the controversial detention camp, but failed to do so during his 2 terms as president. And now President Joe Biden has launched a review of the detention center with a goal of closing it before the end of his term. Biden faces the same obstacles as Obama, his Democratic predecessor, according to constitutional law expert Jonathan Heifetz.
I think the problem is that there are a number of restrictions on closing Guantanamo right now. There are restrictions on bringing prisoners to trial, to the United States for trial. There are restrictions on transferring prisoners to other countries. So I think it's important to eliminate those roadblocks.
Resistance from Republicans in the U.S. Congress is another key factor, says Matthew Ho, a former U.S. diplomat and a Marine combat veteran with the Center for International Policy. He believes criticism of the nation's chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan will make Biden reluctant to look soft on terrorism, especially after several former Guantanamo detainees showed up in the new Taliban government.
I think that the heat that Joe Biden has taken, the catastrophic nature for the Americans of the collapse of the Afghan government, the scenes at the Kabul airport, all of that are going to contribute to Joe Biden being much more hawkish and conservative in any future decisions regarding these wars, and to include Guantanamo Bay. One of the men, as many people saw the photos and videos coming from the presidential palace in Kabul, where Taliban were sitting, you know, in the, you know, in the office of the president and things like that, right? The conquering heroes, you know, that's what's going to happen. One of those men had been a detainee, a prisoner at Guantanamo Bay.
There are now just 39 detainees at Guantanamo, some of whom are only now being brought to trial 2 decades after 9/11. For Unisalim at Camp Justice, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, Nova Burwadi, VOA News.
VOA Asia Facebook is the choice of millions to see and read the latest stories about Asia and the United States. Follow us on VOA Asia Facebook. VOA Asia is also on Twitter and YouTube. Subscribe to all of our platforms for free. See, hear, read, and share all the latest from VOA Asia anytime. VOA Asia is your trusted source for news, information, and great features.
This news alert from VOA Asia. Hong Kong National Security Police on Monday arrested 3 members of the political organization Student Politicism, charged with using social media and setting up street booths to disseminate messages that authorities say endanger national security. All the big stories come your way through the day on VOA Asia Twitter and Facebook. This is VOA Asia. Finally on VOA Asia, the tourism industry in Turkey has been hit hard by the coronavirus outbreak and until recently, several wildfires. Several sites, however, have again started to attract local and international tourists. VOA's Arif Aslan reports from Van, Turkey, in a story narrated by Sirwan Kejo.
This waterfall is located near the city of Van in eastern Turkey. It is a major tourist attraction in this part of the country. Due to COVID-19 travel restrictions and recent wildfires engulfing many parts of Turkey, this site, like many other attractions in the country, had seen fewer visitors. According to the city's tourism department, over 400,000 tourists visited the region in 2019. That number plummeted by 90% during the pandemic until now.
I encourage everyone to visit this beautiful place when they come to Van. The Muradiye waterfall is a must-see place in this region.
According to Turkey's Ministry of Culture and Tourism, more than 4.36 million tourists visited the country in July. This was the largest number in 21 months.
I'm in the city of Van now. I came to see this waterfall because it is a really cool place. It's nice to spend some time here during summer.
Turkish officials hope that lifting restrictions on foreign visitors will encourage more tourists to visit the country, resulting in a revival of tourism, one of the country's most vital industries. For Arif Aslan in Van, Turkey, Sirwan Kejo, VOA News.
Read and see more on this story at VOA Asia Facebook. Thank you for listening to VOA Asia. Be sure to like us on Facebook, VOA Asia. Follow us on Twitter at VOA Asia. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and at voanews.com. Thank you for joining us, and thank you to our service chief, Diane Gao. Our VOA Asia team includes Doug Bernard, Amy Hybels, Keith Lane, and Jim Stevenson. I'm Chris Casquet in Washington. Enjoy the day. Be safe. Take care now.